Welcome back. Today we're doing one of the most important sounds Pro instantly moves in drum and bass. Low mid cleanup on a vintage style bass, inside Ableton Live, using only stock devices. This is beginner friendly, but it's also one of those techniques you'll keep using forever, because the low mids are where the vibe lives and also where mixes go to die. So here's the target. We want the bass to feel warm and weighty, like classic jungle or rolling DNB, but we don't want it to turn into fog that masks the kick punch, the snare body, and the clarity of the groove. Low mids, roughly 150 to 500 Hz, are not bad. They're the readability band. They're often the reason you can still hear the bass line on smaller speakers. The trick is controlling them so they don't pile up and turn your whole rhythm section into one blob. All right, let's set up the session. Set your tempo to somewhere between 172 and 176 BPM. Now create three tracks. One for your bass, call it bass main. One for drums or a drum group, call it drum bus. And optionally, a reference track with a tune you like, just for a reality check. And do this right now, put Ableton Spectrum on your master. We're not mixing with our eyes, but Spectrum is amazing for spotting low mid fog when your ears start getting used to it. Now we'll build a quick vintage bass source. On your bass main track, load Waveatable. If you prefer Operator, totally fine, but I'll describe Waveatable. Set oscillator 1 to a saw style wave. Oscillator 2 can be a square or another saw. To tune it a little so it's got that resish thickness, but don't go crazy. Add unison, maybe 2 to 4 voices, and keep the amount low to moderate. Think movement, not wash. Turn on the filter. Choose a low pass 24 dB slope. Put the cutoff somewhere around 200 to 600 Hz as a starting point, and add a little drive, like 2 to 5 dB, just for warmth. Now the amp envelope. Fast attack, basically instant, like 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay around 200 to 400 milliseconds. Sustain pulled down a bit, maybe minus 6 to minus 12 dB. And release around 80 to 150 milliseconds so it doesn't click, but it also doesn't smear. Now write a 1-bar bass loop. Keep it simple. Use notes around F, G, and A if you want a quick example, like F minor territory. Do mostly 8th notes, but leave a couple little rests so the drums get air. And if you want that classic pull, add a tiny pitch drop on a couple hits with automation or pitch bend. That little yank makes it feel alive. Cool. Now here's the cheat code for low mid cleanup. We're going to split the bass into two lanes, sub and mid. After the synth, add an audio effect rack. Open it up, create two chains, and name them SUB and MID. This is a huge mindset shift. The sub should be boring and stable. The mid is where we do the character, movement, and grit. When you separate them, mud problems suddenly become way easier to solve, because the sub and low mid stop wrestling each other. Let's build the SUB chain first. Add EQ 8, high pass at about 20 to 30 Hz to remove rumble, then low pass around 90 to 120 Hz, steep, like 24 dB per octave, so the sub stays pure. After that, add utility, set width to 0%, mono sub, always, especially if you want this to translate in clubs. If you want, add saturator very gently, 1 to 3 dB of drive, soft clip-on, and bring the output down so it's the same level. Keep it subtle, this is not the chain where we go wild. Now the MID chain. Add EQ 8 and high pass around 90 to 120 Hz, again fairly steep. The goal is, the mid chain does not fight the sub for that deep reedal estate. Optionally add a little chorus, phaser, or ensemble for movement, but keep it subtle. Too much modulation is one of the fastest ways to inflate the 200 to 600 zone and make a wash. We want motion, not a cloud. Then add saturator or overdrive to create harmonics so the bass reads on smaller speakers. At this point, just splitting like this often fixes half of the mud, because the low end has rolls now. Now let's identify the actual low-mid problem area. Loop your drums and bass together, not bass solo. This is important. Low-mid cleanup is a mixed decision. If you EQ the bass in solo, you're basically guessing. Listen for a cardboard or boxy tone, often around 200 to 350 Hz. Listen for a blanket or fog, often 250 to 500. And notice that classic symptom. The bass feels loud, but not clear. That's usually low mid buildup. Here's a quick diagnostic I love. Mute the SUB chain for 10 seconds. Just listen to the MID chain alone. If it sounds like a woolly bass guitar amp and it's kind of choking the groove, you probably have too much energy in the 150 to 350 area, or too much saturation happening before you've controlled it. If it sounds thin and papery, you might have over-filtered or overcut. Now we do the cleanup EQ, but we do it the right way. Small cuts, targeted on the MID chains at Q8, make a bell around 250 Hz, set the Q around 1.2 to 2.0. Start with just minus 2 dB. Now sweep that bell between about 180 and 450 while the loop plays. You're not hunting for the worst sound. You're hunting for the spot where, when you cut, everything suddenly gets less cloudy and the groove feels like it clicks into place. If you need it, add a second small cut. For example, minus 1 and a half dB around 380 with a Q around 1.4. A key rule, if you find yourself cutting more than 4 to 6 dB in one spot, stop. That usually means the sound design is the real issue. Fix the synth, the filter, the distortion, or even the pattern before you do extreme EQ surgery. Now, because vintage bass changes with notes, static EQ isn't always enough. Some notes bloom, some notes behave, so we add gentle dynamic control. On the MID chain, add multiband dynamics. Set your crossover points so the low mid band is something like 120 up to 450 Hz. Then focus on that band. We're going for gentle compression, ratio around 2 to 1. Set the threshold so that only the boomy notes trigger it, and you're seeing about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Attack around 15 to 30 milliseconds so you don't crush the front of the note. Release around 80 to 150 so it recovers musically. This is one of those invisible fixes. When it's right, you don't hear compression. You just hear consistency, and suddenly the drums have room. Now let's make space for the drums in a DNB way, not EDM pumping. We're not trying to hear the bass breathe like a house track. We just want the kick and snare to speak clearly. After the rack on the bass track, add compressor. Turn on sidechain and choose your drum bus as the input. Set ratio anywhere from 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Attack around 5 to 15 milliseconds so the drum transient still pops. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds and adjust it to feel like it returns in time with the groove. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on most hits. Subtle. If you can obviously hear it pumping, back it off. In rolling DNB, the bass should keep momentum. Now let's do a pro habit and be properly. When you EQ cut low mids, it often sounds better simply because it got quieter in the muddy range. So level match before judging. Put utility at the end if you need it, and make sure cleanup on versus off is roughly the same perceived loudness. Also, do your decisions at two listening levels. Turn the volume down. Can you still follow the bass line? If not, you remove too much story in the low mids, then listen loudish. Does the bass suddenly push air but lose definition? That's usually uncontrolled 200 to 350 bloom. Adjust the multiband or the EQ cuts slightly. One more technical check that matters with this split: phase around the crossover. If the bass feels weaker when both SUB and MID are playing together than when you solo either one, you might have a little hole or hump at the split point. Try nudging the crossover. If you use 90, try 100, or use gentler slopes on one side, like 12 dB per octave instead of 24. Small changes can lock the low end back in. Now, a quick arrangement trick, because arrangement is also mixing. Even perfect EQ won't help if the bass plays non-stop in the same register with the same tone. Try an A and B approach over 16 bars each. In the A section, keep the filter slightly closed so it's weight focused. In the B section, open the filter, add harmonics, but slightly reduce the MID chain gain by half a dB to maybe 1.5 dB. That way it feels more energetic without stuffing the low mids. You can also create clarity by design with tiny gaps. Make every second or fourth bass note a little shorter, or add a rest. The snare gets a clean window, and it reads as groove, not emptiness. If you want one advanced but still beginner-friendly upgrade, snare ducking only on the MID chain. Instead of sidechaining the whole bass, put a compressor on the MID chain, sidechain from the snare or drum bus, and duck just 1 to 2 dB. Time it so it recovers quickly between snare hits. Result, the roll stays strong, but the snare body stays clear. Another powerful trick, pre-distortion filtering. Distortion multiplies harmonics. If you feed distortion a lot of 200 to 400 Hz, it tends to create even more fog right where you're already struggling. So try this order on the MID chain. EQ first with a gentle dip if needed, then saturator, then another EQ for final tidy. You'll often need less cleanup later. Now a 15-minute practice you can do immediately. Load any Reese or Vintage bass preset in Waveeatable. Build the SUB and MID rack split exactly like we did. Loop kick, snare, and hats with the bass. Do two small EQ cuts on the MID chain, one somewhere between 200 and 350. another between 350 and 500. Keep each cut under minus 3 dB. Add multiband dynamics to control the low mids with 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on bloom. Add gentle side chain from the drums, 1 to 3 dB. Now bounce a 16-bar loop twice, one with the cleanup chain on, one with it off. Listen on headphones, then on laptop speakers or your phone. You're listening for the specific result. Clearer kick and snare, while the bass still feels warm and confident. Let's recap the big ideas. Low mid cleanup is space management. The best workflow is splitting sub and mid so each has a job. Use small EQ cuts in the 200 to 500 zone, then use dynamic control to handle note-to-note bloom. Sidechain subtly so the drums get moments to own the space. And use arrangement and automation so the bass feels exciting without constantly adding more energy to the muddy band. If you tell me what sub notes you're centered around and whether you're going liquid, jump up, jungle, or darker minimal, I can suggest a tighter crossover point and a few likely problem frequencies to check first.